Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us. Today we created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have lots of discussions on lots of different topics and feature guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And we are on 3 days a week. That is Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Fridays from 12 to 1. We're just doing 11 to 12 today because.
Scheduling issues.
And then Sunday from 10 to 11. And if you're not able to be on live with us, you can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on the Blog Talk Radio page. And we're also on Facebook. So if you want to go into Facebook and like our Divine Goddess Radio page, we would absolutely be so appreciative. You can also follow our Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And you can also email us if you choose to, if you have any questions or comments, any feedback, any insight, whatever, any recommendations. We are open to your recommendations at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And did I say your email address? That's divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. So this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive reader and realtor. You can reach her for an individual session. Or if you have a house to sell or you're looking to buy, at 651-303-0555. And Beth Jacobson, intuitive reader, energetic therapist, and spiritual teacher. And I do individual sessions and group sessions, and I go into corporate offices. So if you are looking for that, you can reach me at 651-941-36. And Marie and I are having some classes starting up on October 8th. So if you're looking forward, because we have all new classes, folks, and I'm also doing some with other individuals, and I have a phenomenal one called The Map to Success, which is October 26th. It's a retreat in Eagan at this beautiful Moonshine Retreat Center. So give me a jingle, or you can sit here and email me also. So welcome to Friday, good afternoon.
Yes, welcome to Phone in Friday. I was going to say, too, if you would like to be on our mailing list so you know what classes are coming up or other events that we do, just shoot us an email at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and we'll add you to our list so that you get notified. And also check out our Facebook page, because we do post what we're doing, classes and events. If Beth's at an expo, she'll post it. If I'm at an expo, I'm going to be one at the Saturday in White Bear Lake. So we post those as well, so people know, you know, you can come and meet us and get a reading or whatever you'd like to do.
Or to download our blog or the podcast, because we'll do it on there, because I blog about it. So it's like, if you want to follow us that way. So welcome, everybody.
Welcome. And if you have a question, feel free to call in 347-327-9360. You can also type a question in the chat room if you are at work and can't call in, but you can, you're listening on your little earphone. We'll answer that question for you as well. So I know that the last few days have been so intense for dreaming. So we thought we would talk a little bit about our dreams, you know, what Beth's been experiencing. And I had a very strange dream last night, too. So,
well, let's talk about your dream first.
Okay. Well, it was rather odd, because I was with friends and family, and everybody was really concerned. And it was in a hospital setting. So we were in a hospital, and I needed to have a procedure done. And interestingly enough, it was a hysterectomy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I thought, and I was sitting there, and everybody was so getting upset, and they were crying. And I'm like, what are you guys crying about? It's a simple procedure. You don't have to worry. I'm going to be fine. But it's something that needs to be done. So I just remember, you know, sitting with people and looking at them and talking and saying, really, it's okay. And in my head, as I'm talking to them, I'm thinking, it's just a hysterectomy. What's the big deal? You know, nothing's going to happen. I'm going to be just fine. This is just a part of me that needs to go. So
on that, so what did, do you know, how'd you interpret it?
I interpreted, well, with the hysterectomy, obviously, you know, it's related to my female side. And
your sacral chakra.
My sacral chakra, yeah. And also letting go of something related to that. You know, I know that I've had a lot of wasps around me
Fertility.
Fertility. So isn't that interesting that with all those signs from the WASP, which is, you know, related to fertility, I'm dreaming about having a hysterectomy
mm-hmm.
and having that part of me gone.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you interpret that?
Well, what I'm getting out of it's your sacral chakra. We're still, it's the sacral chakra and the root chakra, but yours is big time the sacral chakra because you're looking at, because we're in that new time period of creating from our heart. So it's creating and being very mindful of what it is that you want to create. So you want to make sure the energy that you're putting into, that's the energy of what you're going to create more of. So if you're wanting to, you know, for instance, if you're wanting to, you know, real estate to start taking off, of course you're going to put more energy into that. If you're going to be to where you want to teach more classes, you know, it's being creative and coming up, not just thinking, yes, I want to do it, but it's coming up with, okay, I would like to teach class on this and da-da-da-da-da, or have a general vicinity of, you know, what is it that you want to do? Okay, do you want to focus on the classes? Or, you know, if it's, you know, exercise, having a healthy body. It's whatever you're putting in right now is a very, very fertile time for you.
Isn't that interesting?
It's a very fertile time for you. And
yeah.
I'm hearing it's very fertile. You don't realize how fertile it is. To where you will manifest really fast. So you want to be, but I'm also hearing with that, you want to be very mindful of the thoughts that you're having internally that you're consciously aware of, and also, and you know where you are, state of mind, when your thoughts, when you're by yourself, what's coming up. And if they're negative, then you know that's at the subconscious level. So change your thoughts, and that's where the positive self-affirmations come in, going, I am love, I am positive. Because if you say that several times throughout the day, that becomes a new belief system.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what does it take? I think it takes about 90 days, or is it 100 and some days, to get rid of an old belief system, an old habit, and about, is it 30 or 60 days to create a new one? So just saying it one day isn't going to work. We all have to do it, and I have to, and I know this. Do I practice it all the time? No, I'm good, and then I'm, you know, so, but like I said, my biggest challenge is being gentle with myself and not hard on myself. We're
right.
our own worst enemies.
Well, that's it's very interesting because also, I'll tell you, not only, you know, the WASP's a sign, but I have for the couple of days, I've had, you know, this project going on in real estate, and there have been obstacles. And so the last few days, while I'm in the midst of it, I'm seeing birds on the telephone wire. I mean, like, rows and rows of them. And I'm thinking, okay, how come I'm really noticing on them? So what is it? Usually it's like sparrows or sterlings that you see around here.
Now, do you know what telephone wires represent? Telephone wires, anything to do with communication,
mm-hmm.
and it's your higher self trying to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also hearing with you right now, it's letting go, like the women who were sitting here going, oh, my Lord, what's going on? It's a big deal. They're mourning the loss of the old.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, it's being able to heal the past, and it's going into you don't have to go down the same path. A lot of us are still doing ancestral stuff, and it's really deep-rooted, and we're going back seven generations or more. So we're going in, and a lot of us are working it out in dream state to where we're able to sit here and go to our ancestors and saying, that was the path that you chose to walk, but I'm choosing not to walk it. I am owning who it is that I am, the bright light that I am. I'm owning it. You're already owning it
mm-hmm.
because you're on a Blog Talk show and you're already stating, this is who I am. Even like saying, I'm scared, but this is who I am. They didn't get that opportunity of being able to do it. So there's a lot of mixed feelings with aspects of ourselves, ancestral stuff that are coming up. We don't realize just how intense the ancestral stuff is.
Right. Well, you know, and I looked up the meaning of sparrow, which basically means that obstacles are going to be removed, and that's what I'm moving towards. So it's fitting in very perfectly. And then I was driving, and I was thinking, okay, if these deals go through, you know, this is what I'm going to pay. I'm going to do this with this bill and that bill. And what do I see right in front of me? A license plate that says 666. So meaning, the meaning of 666 means turn your thoughts away from materialistic stuff and keep it spiritual. So I was in the car and I'm like, yeah, okay. I said, but I understand. Thank you for the message. However, I am human and I have to think about these things as well. So I appreciate it. I'm keeping my thoughts spiritual. So between the birds, the telephone wire, the numbers, you know, the wasps, and the dream, all these things come together. I mean, if
mm-hmm.
you start paying attention, and even if you write them down, you see how they all fit in. And then, interestingly enough, yesterday, too, I went to a store and bought more beads, and it was like every time I turned, there was something that I saw that I thought, oh, my gosh, I've never seen this before. Oh, I can make this and this and this. It was almost like it was so, you know, guided. And I thought, well, okay. So it all makes sense. It all comes together.
And also, I'm also hearing the starling with you also. I heard that before we even started talking, but I wanted to see because I didn't want to interpret it for you. Mm-hmm. But they're saying, your guys are saying, the starling also. It's also proper behavior and communication, and you know what that's about. We don't have to get into the details of that. And making sure that you're stepping out of it and letting anybody else, and you're just going, hey, whatever, because otherwise that can keep you in that lower energy. So that your guides are saying you need to be very mindful of that.
Okay.
You don't realize that because you're in a really fertile time right now. Mm-hmm. So,
cool.
Yeah, so really cool.
Everyone, how things, if you pay attention to things and relate it to what's going on in your life, you're getting the messages. You're getting the messages. You just have to pay attention and listen to what they're saying. Mine makes total sense to me.
Mm-hmm. So cool. Cool for you. Cool for you.
Yeah. So, shall we take our first caller?
Yep.
And then if we have a break, we can go on, get on to your
break. Mine's long, so it's like...
Okay. So we've got a caller on the line, area code 215. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Jen, and I'm calling from PA.
Hello, Jen.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Very good, very good. So do you have a question or do you have a comment?
It's 11:11.
I have a question.
Sure.
I took a job and I spent a lot of time and money getting into this specific field, and I took a job, and it's the first time in my life I ever walked off the job.
That you walked off a job?
I walked off the job within 4 hours of me being there.
Wow.
Wow. A lot of negative energy in that place. I can feel it.
So do you have a question with that, or?
Yeah, I want to know, well, the job in detail, a very, you had to get specific permits or license and all that. I'm kind of curious, do you see me getting into another situation, like another type? I mean, I still want to say maybe not exactly what I was doing, but I want to get into that field. I was basically taking the classes to build the knowledge so I can get into not the specific position I went to school for, but get into the arena.
The arena?
Like, in other words, that type of field, you know.
Yes, I keep hearing, keep trying, don't give up. That just wasn't the appropriate work setting for you because it would have brought you down even farther and you're too bright of a light, but something bigger and better is going to be coming. And I'm hearing October, you're going to have some kind of an answer that you're going to be happy with in October. So that's Beth saying, what are you picking up, Maria?
Yeah, I felt that the place that you got the job was so negative, and it's that was like your whole, all your guides going, nope, you got to get out of here, because as Beth said, yeah, they're also saying that you would have been brought down. So that was a blessing in disguise. That's what I'm hearing.
And here's the thing, Jen. This is Beth again. What you need to understand is this is huge. You've done major work, internal work that you've been doing with yourself to build yourself up, to build your confidence, to get you to the point that you're at now. This is very symbolic for you. To look at it that way, it's very symbolic. This was a life lesson for you to look at. Are you going to still put up with the same things? Are you going to say, enough is enough, and I'm not going to do it no matter what, even if it comes down to money? So you actually walked your talk.
Ethics.
You walked your talk. In the universe, your guides are beyond happy for you. So now you're actually, you're saying, you're doing what you're saying. You're walking your talk. So now the doors are opening up for you because you're not choosing to be in that lower energy anymore. Does that make sense for you?
It makes sense. The only thing that I'm concerned with is that in this industry, you have to disclose every place that you work at. And
okay.
I don't want to say, I'm afraid to, I'm alarmed to say that, what am I going to say when I go, okay, why did you leave this place? Well, I worked there for 4 hours, but yet a guy was making was harassing comments. Just jabs. He was making jab comments. And I already spoke to HR. I went to his boss today, left a message. I don't know, even know if he's going to get back to me. And I was told from HR to go to another woman as well if I don't get anywhere with that, because she feels that I was mistreated. And when you use the word harassment, they don't, nobody likes that.
Yes.
And I just want to know, is the other place going to look? Plus, anyway, it was very far for me. It was too far.
Well, I felt this was, what I'm hearing is that this was a big lesson in ethics. There was a big ethic situation here and a big ethics lesson. But that was on purpose for you, because your purpose is to bring those to light, and you are the light that shines and puts the spotlight on ethics, and that's part of your path. So you've already shown your light on this particular one, and you've exposed it.
Yep.
And that's what this was meant for.
And so now, because of what you did and you brought it to other people's attention, the matter that's been ignored is now going to be looked at and examined and looked further into. So now it's going to be changed. So that's the purpose that you – that's what, Marie, is that what you're saying?
Yep.
I'm not speaking for
yep.
you. So just in case. So just so you know, you played a huge role in that. Even though you're going, God, that really stunk, I didn't like it. That's a role at a soul level that you signed up for. Believe it or not, it made you even stronger. But no, as long as you change your story – and you let that go. You're not going to keep that energy. It's over. It's done with. Now let it go. You move on, and now it's new beginnings. You have new beginnings, fresh start.
Yep. And I'm hearing.
So it's going to be the place I'm going to be at is going to be a lot closer to home, right?
Yes.
Yeah, next job, the one that's coming up, that now that you've completed this and you're done, it now opened you up, and you're almost, in a word, free to move on to your next position and then be happy there.
I'm hearing close to home, like miles from your home. We're not talking like miles and miles towards hours away from your home, towards like literally just, it feels like less than 5 miles away from your home. So whatever that is, so I don't know. They're not giving me details on it, but it's going to be a lot closer than what was before.
Yeah, that's a huge difference, because it was, I took a job that was almost an hour and a half away.
Oh, no, yeah. Nope.
Yeah, and there's three other, not 5 miles, but there's several other casinos within the hour.
Yeah.
You know, within
yeah.
like 45 minutes, you know, 30 minutes from my house. It was a casino job, by the way.
Okay.
And
yeah.
they
yeah.
are, they're telling me to make sure you understand it's very important for you to realize, okay, this was a lesson, a learning lesson.
Yes.
And let it go.
Yep.
Don't dwell on it.
Yep.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
I was just a little nervous about, you have to disclose, and, you know, they spent all this money on a gaming license for me, and I have to disclose that I only lasted 4 hours at this one position. It wasn't even actually the exact position that I 100% wanted. I just want to get my foot in the door.
Exactly. You don't have to give full detail.
You can just say this wasn't the right fit.
It wasn't the right fit, and you knew it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So do you sit here and take the time of the casino and the time and the energy and the money and the training, or you were able to recognize it right there and then, and if say, well, what's going to be the difference between then and now? Just saying, because I just walked in here already, and I feel the difference
mm-hmm.
already. I already feel like this is the place. And that energy, Jen, just so you know, the energy is going to be different when you're saying that to the individual who's talking to you. They'll feel it. When it's the right fit, it's going to work out. And you just get out of the fear of the couldas, the shouldas, and the wouldas, and what should you do. Because
mm-hmm.
when you come from your heart, you'll be amazed at what comes out of your mouth.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And it's so true. I'm like, and I'm trying to explain it to a few people. There's a lot of people who got it when I said, listen, you need to know what I did. I'm not proud of, but I did it because I don't take somebody harassing me. I don't take that.
Yep.
I'm like,
yep.
I just don't. But thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're
you
welcome.
You stood up for your principles. There's
yep.
nothing wrong
there
with
is,
that.
And you know, and this goes to say with that story, if you could be in a room of 1,000 people and you're the only one who has a certain belief system and others believe different than you, are you going to back down and be like everybody else, or are you going to stand in your own truth? That's an example of what it is. You are standing in your truth, and that's what matters. So be very proud
yep.
of that. Be very proud of that.
Thank you.
Good for you,
thank
girl.
You.
Good for you.
Thank you. Are they going to take legal? They're not going to take legal action against me, are they?
I'm hearing no, because then that would open up a can of worms for them, and they don't want to go down that road.
That's what I thought. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So now here's the important thing, Jen. You need to let that go and not think about it. Don't talk about it, and just trust that whatever has to be taken care of, give it to your guides, give it to the angels, give it to whoever you believe in. So this situation is, imagine there's like this time bomb and it's being taken away. You don't have to do anything with it now. You did your part, it's over and it's done with. But that means you're done telling the story now.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, you made me feel
good
so
luck.
Much better.
Oh, good, 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 good. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much,
bye.
Jen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Did you need to say anything else, or were you done with
me? No, I was done. I mean, I just, you know,
yeah.
feel that she should just take it as a very proud thing that she did and say, I shone my light. I put the light on the situation. I spread my light. That's what we're asking people to do, is step up as light workers. Illuminate a problem.
Yes.
You know, bring the light into the dark and
yep.
keep moving forward.
Exactly.
That's what we're all here for.
I'm just laughing because you said the word shone. Because here's me yesterday. I'm going, shine, shone.
I know.
I couldn't remember what word I should be. I'm going, shine. I shined my light. I shone my light. I bet you that for 15 minutes. You know, have you ever done the, you forget how to spell a word? If. And you're going, if. If. And you can't. Anyways, that's neither here nor there, I tell you. But anyways, the energies right now, you guys, are you want to be really mindful of what it is that you want to let go, release, and be done with. And that means you write it down in a journal, burn it, write that old story down, and that means it's done. You don't tell the story internally inside you anymore. You don't speak about it anymore to family, friends, because when you do that, you continue to keep that story in your energetic bodies and spaces and your etheric body and spaces. So when it's done, it's done. And what's important, it doesn't matter that anybody else knows. This is between you and the source
mm-hmm.
and all that's helping you on the energetic side. Seriously, because right now they're the ones getting us through this. Trust me. Trust me. So let's be done with the stories. Oh, we have some more callers.
We
okay.
do. All right, so let's take our next caller. Area code 541. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey.
Hello?
It's Lori Christine.
Lori?
Hi.
Oh, Laura Christine. It's a friend
oh
of mine.
Oh, my God, I just saw your email and I'm like, they're doing a show and I can do it. I'm calling from Ashland, Oregon.
Oh, wow.
How you doing, sweet cheeks?
I'm doing awesome, and you know what? I was like, okay, God, give me a question, because I'm on a call.
Do you want to talk about a bright light of this woman right here?
Oh.
She is phenomenal, the energy work
oh,
that she does. What in the world is your question, or do you have a comment, Laura? She's the one I went to Mount Shasta with.
Oh, okay.
I recommend Mount Shasta. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, definitely. Come on out, guys. All right. So here's the question that came up for me. And I think, I mean, I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
I'd love insights from my guides. I just found a place to rent of my own, like an actual home. And I'm planning to move my business into my home, my massage business. I just started, and I'm working with another woman right now, kind of in a space. But it just doesn't
okay.
feel like it's going to really support me. And I feel like moving it into my home is going to open things up. And so I'm just curious on what my guides say about this move and when the best time to do that is. And, you know, I don't know, whatever they have to say. I'm open.
Okay. Well, right away I'm picking up solo. So I'm... Yeah, doing the business on your own.
And it's before winter. You're going to be moving before winter, Laura.
Oh, I have a house. I'm moving October 1st.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so do you have to do anything specific to be able to do that outside of your house?
I don't know. I'll check into that. But here's the thing. You know what? I have financial question too, because I have it's going to be a high rent, but
yeah.
I have so much trust that I will be supportive in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I hardly have any. I mean, I don't even have a bed. Like, I don't have furnishings. I have my massage table, and then I purchased one piece of furniture for my massage room, but like, you know, I'm not really ready to bring my business into my home. I'm supposed to be at this other place for 3 months, and October's the third month. So I'm thinking that November will be the start of really having it just in my home. But honestly, I'm impatient, I admit, and I'd like to just have it sooner. But
that's why you're a friend.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, that's not saying much for you, Marie. Yeah, but you know what? Things are going to work out, and things are going to work out. The money's going to be there, Laura.
I'm hearing clients. Don't worry about the that they're going to cover the rent. It'll be fine. Yeah,
I agree.
You've been working very hard for this, Laura. So it's coming to fruition now.
And so I just need to be honest with my person that's supposed to be a business partner, but it's not really turning out that way. I don't feel like we're just doing our own thing, and I just need to tell her, listen, I have to move on.
Yeah, and she'll be okay with that, Laura. Life goes on, Laura.
Yep.
Remember that season, reasons, and lifetimes. People are in our life, you know.
I keep hearing a solo, solo, solo. Maybe a solo. I don't know.
It's gonna skyrocket for you, Laura. It's there. It's ready to burst open.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I'm
just
so
waiting
happy.
For you to get there. Yep. Yep.
I know. Oh, I'm so.
Well, good
glad.
Luck
Thank
to you, girlfriend.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Yes, good luck.
Thanks. Well, come on over. See, here's the deal.
Just,
now
you,
I have a
you
home.
Know, you know, I'm. That's one of the places I want to get to. So
exactly. So come on over.
Yes,
and then get
exactly.
a massage, and then go
to
Mount Shasta with me, and I'll show you all the good places in Mount Shasta, and all the good places in Ashland, because it's really the same vortex, and we'll just get so high on life.
And she means on energy, people, on energy, people.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
talk
to you later. Thanks for calling in, Laura.
Hi, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love.
Bye-bye.
Great.
Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Oh,
bye.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll go to our next caller. Come on, computer. Oh. Okay, area code 323. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Yvette.
Yvette, where are you from?
California.
California. Yvette, what is your question or do you have a comment?
Well, I am excited to get a question. I don't have it. I just want to know what Divine Spirit has for me. I feel like I saw your thing on blog, and I thought it looked inviting, and I wanted to call in.
Excellent. Thank you.
Cool.
Beth is very good at the blogging.
Good. My blog actually is drawing people in, though. That's great. Okay, so what does Spirit have to say for Yvette? Anything? I'm hearing keep up the good work, that you're coming and
thank
working
you.
And clearing out your heart space. Very proud of you.
Yeah.
I've heard you've done a lot of work this year, a lot of work, and trust that it is energetically. You don't even realize the bright light that you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm hearing smiling, 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 so you must be smiling a lot. They're saying keep it up, keep it up, keep it up.
Yes, yes. You are so supported in anything you want to do right now, and you are in such a fertile state yourself right now because you've done your work. So be very mindful of what it is that you want to create in your life, because you're going to manifest very, very fast.
Could you see anything about love, divine mate?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because when you started talking, I saw a huge heart, and I thought,
It feels like everything's going to be with you before November at the very latest. November at the latest.
Wow.
Just keep that heart space open. Keep that heart space open.
Yep, and that's where the smiling part is coming in. So keep smiling, because your smile is going to be the one thing that is very attractive to this person.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it's saying
that
hello to people, strangers, when you're walking out and about, so you never know who that person's going to be and where you're going to meet them.
you know, it's funny how you say it like that, because I'm open, but I'm private.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being more open, and it's a different feeling. I can't explain it. I'm just more open without being, I'm private,
yeah.
But it's different. I'm just open.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just different now.
Yeah, and what they're showing me is when you're walking around, have this image of yourself walking, but like with a little red heart beating out of your chest. It's almost like a cartoon.
Okay.
So that when you're walking, people can see that heart going boom, boom, coming out.
Thank you.
So be very mindful of who it is and what it is you want to attract into your life, because you want somebody who's doing their work and is your equal partner, as you're going to be their equal partner.
Absolutely. No scavengers.
You are on a good roll, girl. Keep it up. You don't realize how much your guides and the angels are around you right now. You are so supported right now. So whatever you want, they're there to help you manifest it.
I'm ready.
There you go. Get talking to them, and they're going to give you the ideas and plant them into your mind about, okay, go to this place at this time. And, you know, it might be a coffee shop, and you may not go there. It might be a show by yourself that you would never do or out to eat by yourself. But it's going to be to where you're going to be guided to places, so don't go, no, I'm too tired. When they say get up and go, because that person might be there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, and our next caller is area code 949. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Dee Dee, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, how you doing?
Good. I guess I have so many things going on. I just want to just get a general sense of what Spirit has to say to me.
God, I love when you are open to what Spirit has to say. These are the phone calls I absolutely love. Again, you're another one who's done a lot of personal work, and you're working on current stuff that's going on in your life right now, clearing out a lot of space. Are you doing a lot of decluttering in your physical home as well as the mental and emotional, the things that no longer work for you? The way you've been looking at things, the way you've been thinking about stuff, going, hey, this isn't working for me anymore. It's done.
Yes.
And you're actually in that space going, oh, my God, I'm actually getting past a place that I've never been to before, because you're letting it go a lot easier than what you have been in the past.
Yes.
Okay, so continue with that.
I'm hearing you are sunshine.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm hearing.
Yep.
You are sunshine.
Yes.
And keep that thought with you and let it radiate.
Do you see anything
career-wise? Let's see. What's on the up and up for Dee Dee?
I'm hearing new position. New position.
Working with people.
Yep.
Working with people, because you're this light. But you're going to be working with them differently. Are you currently working right now?
No, I'm in between jobs right now.
I'm hearing mentoring, something to do with mentoring people.
Or you're going to take on to where you're going to be doing that. You might be hired for one thing and it manifests into something else, because you're this bright light, and it's advice that you have to give. Just the way you talk to people, you can help with them shifting their processing.
Interesting.
It's going to be in a business. Yeah. It's going to be in a business, but it's going to be a smaller business. A smaller business.
Yeah.
More
I
family.
I see you dressed casually.
Yep. It's
at
more family related. You're going to be more like a family atmosphere, to where you really get to know each other, and it's a close-knit group of individuals.
Okay.
And you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Is it kind of along the same lines of what I've been doing in the past, or is it something different?
I'm hearing new. I'm hearing you're going to be doing similar stuff, but there's going to be a new role, a new piece, a new aspect to it.
Okay.
And I think that's where that mentoring piece might come in, to where I don't know if you were hired for that, but it's going to be this makeshift because people just feel safe and comfortable with you. So it might be something that opens up, so I don't know. I'm not quite sure if that's what you're specifically going to be doing with people, if it's going to be because it's going to be more of a family-related atmosphere that you're going to be in. I'm not quite sure how to interpret that. But just to be open to it.
Do you see it soon, or?
I'm hearing 2 months.
I'm hearing October. You're going to find out something in October. but it might be November that you're actually moving into it. But October,
okay.
So I don't know if it's something you applied for or you're going to find me the job in October. So something
okay.
in October is going to happen, and it's a very good feeling for it. I think that's when you're going to find the job, to where I don't know if it's going to be an advertisement or whoever you're working with now, but then you'll see it, and it's going to be the perfect fit for you.
Hmm.
And then it feels
okay.
like November would be is when you shift into it, doing it.
I see.
But just
okay.
keep a very open mind on that.
Okay, I will.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is area code 727. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where
Hi,
are you from,
gorgeous,
Lisa?
Ladies. From Florida.
Florida. What, do you have a question or a comment, Lisa?
I would like to ask a question for the you guys, you goddesses.
All right.
okay, so I met this guy last year, and we hit it off, and we had a lot of connection and chemistry, and it was incredible, but he, you know, he's got, I think he's a little bit commitment phobic, you know, the type, and so I put my foot down and basically told him I'm not going to tolerate this. And he ran away like a scared little boy. So I haven't heard from him in like 10 months. And I mean, I intuitively know that we had a real connection and it was really strong. But I'm wondering, do you feel like, you know, he's had enough time to kind of think about some things and, you know, what do you guys feel like is going on with him?
Well, I'm going to be upfront with you, Lisa. I'm feeling like he is, like, really blocked, and it has to do, like, his solar plexus, where our personal power and our free will comes from. He's very
yeah.
blocked in there now. And it feels like his heart, and I'm seeing it in the front, there's a lot of blockage there, meaning he is just not ready to go down that path. And
yeah.
then I hate to say this, but again, you know what, because I'm really mindful of putting that out there because I don't want people to think, well, that's sad. It's like, because anything can happen. I have no idea. All
sure.
of a sudden, he could shift in his attitude and he could change it. But it feels like somebody else is going to be coming into your life.
Okay. I mean, I'm open to
for
that.
For me, it's going to be somebody
well.
Else. I don't know what Marie's getting.
Well, what I picked up was this is someone, it's you guys have a past life connection, and that's what
yeah,
you're feeling. You're feeling that intense. However, he hasn't moved on and worked on the issues that he needed to in this lifetime yet. So it's kind of like you met, but the timing wasn't right for him. And,
yeah, exactly.
And what I felt right away when you started talking about him was for you, I kept hearing, move on. So there's
oh, I'm
somebody
willing
else
to move
for
on.
You. Yeah, there's
I
someone
am
else for
to move
you.
On. I'm not like waiting, like I just, you know, I mean, still love him, but I'm not putting up with that, you know, like,
oh, go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, no, right away I put my foot down. I was like, no, this isn't going to work. You know, you got to make a commitment to me and you can't just do this crap. So
right.
he didn't like that. And he didn't like, you know, I don't think he's ever met a woman like me who just, you know, I have a lot of self-esteem and I'm not going to tolerate, you know, nonsense. And so I think that he's been used to sort of having his way, you know, like a spoiled child.
With, yes.
You know, because he used to live in Costa Rica. So, you know, those women were economically down, you know, way beneath him. And, you know, he had, a lot of power over there. And so he's not used to, you know, somebody like a career woman standing up to him and he being his equal. You know, so.
Yeah, and you know what? And also, you look at it this way, is that you have done what you needed to do in this lifetime in regards to that connection. So you've gotten what you needed to get out of it.
Yeah.
And that lesson is done and completed, and now, you know, maybe in the next lifetime, if he learns his lesson in this one,
yep.
you know,
But you've completed what you needed to complete, and now just move on and
moving forward. I do have a feeling
I'll be hearing from him, though. I do have a feeling I'll be hearing from him. Maybe by the time I have another man, but I don't think I've heard the last from him. Do you?
Well, you know, this is where free will steps into play. So it's really hard to say. I'm hearing no, but again, if he does his work, it could be. But I don't feel that any romance is going to come out of it, just so you know.
No.
I'm hearing he's definitely not the one. He's definitely not the one. And it was, just like Marie said, it's past lifetime stuff. You've completed what you've needed to do. He chose not to do anything with it. So you did what you did, girl, so move on.
And good
on.
For you.
Okay.
And good for you.
That's right. Good luck to you.
Maybe the next one will be better looking.
You know what? Write it down.
I have to be honest with you guys. When I first met this guy, I didn't find him attractive.
There you go.
So I was like, well, really, I don't know about this. Then, you know, then he grew on me. But then I'm like, maybe a better looking guy is coming. So
there you go. And that's what you asked for.
Yeah, ask for it. Write down what you want and manifest that. You'll be amazed.
And then still send him love and light. Send him, you know, love and light out to him because, man, it sounds like he's, like, really – but don't get caught in his stuff. But just all you can do is send him love and light. So that way you're just, you know
– I know because, say I move on with somebody else and that's fabulous, kind of a sad life for him because he's so lonely and he's so, messed up and, like, he's really screwed up.
I know a person just like that. But you have to send them love and light because that is their choice.
Yes.
If they can't grow with you and take those lessons with you and learn with you, then that's their part of their spiritual evolving. And at that point you've learned what you've needed to learn, and then you have to let them, you know, learn their lesson. And if he chooses not to, there's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly. But good luck to you. You're on the right path.
Bye-bye. Thank
you. Keep it up. Thank you.
I will. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And now to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, did you have a question or comment?
You might be on mute, so unmute yourself. Or maybe not. That was a call. Wasn't that the one?
They're gone.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let's get our next caller on. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi there. My name is Hannah.
Hannah.
Where are you calling from, Hannah?
I'm calling from Europe.
Oh, from Europe. Oh, wonderful.
Cool. Do you have a question or a comment?
I'm kind of a first-time listener, and I don't know if I should ask a specific question, but I was just wondering for maybe a general one or anything that I need to know or that you pick up. Or do you want me to ask something specific?
No, if you want us to sit here, I am so very open to where people are going, hey, whatever spirit has to tell us. Tell me, then we're cool with that too. But if you have a specific question, we can do that too.
No,
so if you just want to know what you need to know.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And is it Hannah or Anna?
Hannah with an H.
With an H. Okay. So any messages for Hannah that she needs to know about right now? The first thing that I hear for you, so I don't know if you're experiencing it now, but I hear, love is in the air. That song, I can't remember how the rest of it goes, but love is in the air. So I don't know, are you in a relationship right now?
I am, yes.
Okay, so love is in the air. So are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's where I'm going. Are you hoping that this is the one that you're going to be getting married to?
Well, he's driving me crazy, and I love him very much. and I'm thinking it's very up and down. It's a full-blown relationship, and I'm really putting my heart and soul into it. So this could be the one. I'm cautious. I've kind of been hurt before.
Okay.
But I'm taking it slowly.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a ring. So
yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm hearing you're going to be amazed at where he brings you, though. But he's helping with triggering those fears of going, oh, my God, this is uncharted territory. I've never opened up. I'm scared. I'm vulnerable. But he's safe to do this with.
Yeah. And I see an image of him.
Sorry.
I see an image of him with his arms around you holding you safely. So his intention, I mean, he's a very beautiful energy.
Yes.
He has good intentions.
His intentions are good.
It's been a roller coaster ride. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride because, like you said, it's exactly that. It's uncharted territories. You know, it sounds like something from Star Trek, Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's scary because I want to be in control of everything, and I see I'm blaming him for a lot of things that my ex did or my ex made me feel. And even a few days ago, in the last month, it hasn't been going that well. But I love him, you know, and I realize now that relationships, they do have ups and downs. Mm-hmm. My ex left me every time something just went wrong, something little. He just left and I took him back and he would break up and I took him back. So I'm so used to when things are not going well, somebody just leaves.
Yes.
So I tend to push him, which I shouldn't, but I tend to do that unconsciously to the brink of thinking, okay, is he going to leave now? We're going to leave. And then he turns around and
you're projecting your fears on him. Yeah,
and I sometimes do it unconsciously, and I have to, and I don't know why I do know why, but then again, he's also not an angel, but I have to try and figure out, you know, when is it from fear and when is it from just normal relationship stuff.
You know, what you could do is you could journal it and just do some self-reflection, because I'm hearing it's not just about your ex. It's deeper than that. I'm hearing it's childhood stuff also. And there's some abandonment stuff and rejection, which we all have, just so you know. You're not the only one, girl, just so you know. We all have it. That's the human piece of it. You know, so it's going in there and really looking at the heart of the matter and saying, you know what, I'm done with this story, and I'm hearing you would benefit from writing it down on paper, and you have a burning ceremony, and feel whatever you need to feel. And if you want friends, if you want it between you and him, or if it's just going to be a private ceremony to do it, but you will not believe how cathartic that is for you and how healing, the healing that you're going to get from that. But now when you do that, that story, those stories are done. They are done. And anytime you're feeling that fear coming up, when he's presenting you with whatever, you know, experience you're having, your lesson, the current one in your life, just going, okay, I've never been here before, and I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid. Because now you can make a conscious choice. The other ones are subconscious because you've been conditioned. Mm-hmm. So now you're getting rid of that stuff. Now you're going to make a conscious decision going, no, I'm not turning him away. I'm worthy and deserving of having this great love in my life.
Yeah, and when I'm hearing, too, whatever issues you have from your childhood, write all of those down and burn them.
Yep. And that means you're not going to talk about them anymore. When you write them down, they need to be done. They need to be done. Because then if you go, hey, I just had this burning ceremony and this is what I did, guess what? You just brought those stories right back to life again. So you need to redo it. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you do it, you're sitting down and it's a ceremony. Put candles around you. Have a sacred space. Don't just rush through it. It's a ritual.
Yeah.
Do it and you'll be amazed at what you gain from that. And if he's part of it, that is a new thing that you guys can do. You would be amazed that will bring you to a completely different
level. But I'm hearing she needs to do one for herself first.
Okay.
Then she can bring him in.
Yep, there you go. But how cool is that?
I've heard before, many times before in my life, that I have abandonment issues this before. And then I'm trying to think back exactly what it is because I didn't have a bad childhood.
Yeah, but you know what, Hannah? It doesn't mean it's from current lifetime.
Right.
When a lot of us, with current stuff that we've had, or if somebody left us before we were ready for them to go. Remember, as a child, like if somebody who, let's say a friend's parent came in and you just love their energy, they made you feel good, and all of a sudden they were gone and you never saw them again. It's like, oh, well, they didn't mean to leave that there, but it affected you to that degree. So it's like, but we're talking lifetimes of abandonment stuff. We're all dealing with that right now. All of us as a collective whole are dealing with that stuff, getting rid of this. So it's not. You don't have to think, oh, my parents didn't do anything. It doesn't mean it's current stuff, just so you know.
Okay.
It's at a deep level. It's at a very deep level.
But I'll do that. I'll do that one by myself first and then see.
Okay. And let us know how it goes. Yes.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Email and say, let us know how it goes.
Yes, yes. Good luck to you.
I did talk to him about spiritual things because he, I think he's not, either he does, he's, I don't know if he's scared of it, but he's not really into it as much as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I should just give him time, but he, you know, he's not against it. He's always saying if it makes you happy, if you, you know, if you like to explore it, because I'm now trying to explore Reiki, and I'm liking to do that maybe one day myself. So he's encouraging me to do these things, but he himself is a bit reluctant. But that's maybe something that I can teach him or help him with.
Absolutely. And see, do you see how different that would be than other relationships?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So keep it up, girl. Don't be afraid. Don't let your fears stop you. Plow through those fears. Plow through them. You can do it. You can do it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a
great weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we've got a question in the chat room, so let's take their question. This is from Lexi, and she's saying, my birthday is Monday. Any messages?
Well, happy birthday, yeah. Lexi. The 30th of September.
Huh.
What do her guides
her
want her to
too.
Know? Are you in your 20s, Lexi?
Just the chat room.
Oh, just the chat room. Okay, well, she's still listening, isn't she?
Yeah.
In her 20s. I just want to see if I can get this. I don't always get the numbers, but I'm getting in the 20s, the later 20s.
No, I wish, she said.
Well, you know what?
But you know what? You could be, your soul could be feeling
exactly.
Like
so you're in that 28. Hey, I'm fabulous.
60 is the 40, she said.
God bless
you. Yeah, but you know what? If that's how your soul is feeling, then that's what she's probably picking up on.
Oh, just wait here. No, I'm hearing it's something else. 2, 6, 8. Ooh. Okay, so 2, 6. Okay, I get it. It's a numerology. 2 plus 6, that would be 8. So it's all about infinity. It's all about endless potentials and possibilities. That's the message that you need to hear for now. And because it's old belief systems that you're getting rid of right now, and you're walking a new path for yourself, for your family, before your family that's with you, family that will be after you, after you're gone. You're choosing, you're going to be coming into a new way of being. Well, you already are, I'm hearing, you already are. But it's a new pathway because you're claiming all of your light from all lifetimes. If you're not into past lifetimes, you guys, you don't have to be into it because it still does exist. And it's not me forcing anything on anybody, but you're gathering aspects of yourself that we, for past lifetimes. Right now you're in a major part, I'm hearing, reclaiming who it is that you are. You're taking on your light, and you're coming into a new way of just being. So I don't know if you understand. It makes sense to me, but I don't know if that was something that makes sense to you. But the world is your oyster. The world is your oyster. What do you want to manifest? Is the messages that I'm getting. So, Marie, is there anything that you're picking up? And that might be speaking foreign, but hopefully it feels like you're understanding what I'm saying. So,
yeah, I was chatting in the chat room, sorry.
Okay. So it's unlimited potentials and possibilities. It's getting out of the old way of the way we were brought up, saying we could only do this, we could only do that, that's not possible, blah, blah, blah. So it's like I'm just hearing it's you are full of potentials and possibilities. It's this newfound energy that you're going, wow, this is really cool, because you're feeling really bright as I'm talking right now because I'm feeling the connection with you. So it's like and on a soul level, and even on a conscious level, I'm hearing, so I don't know what kind of work you do, if you do your spiritual practice right now, but your ancestors are with you, and they're getting, it sounds like on a soul level you're talking to them, the way they lived in their lifetime, they weren't able to shine their light the way you get to, and you've had generations of people who were of light who had gifts and abilities that they never utilized in that lifetime because of fear. Well, you're bringing it to the surface, and you get to use yours. You get to shine yours. It sounds like you do, or if you're not doing, you're supposed to be doing stuff with your hands, energy work with your hands. So you could either do Reiki, you could do integrated energy therapy, you could do, I mean, there's so many things out there. I'm just naming stuff. That's not your guides who are saying, but you could choose because your hands are lit up and the work that you could do with them or that you are doing with them continue because you're getting brighter and brighter and brighter. You're on a really cool path, Lexi. Your guides are so beyond proud of you, but you don't realize you're not just doing for you, you're doing for your ancestors and clearing that stuff up, but that's the soul role that you took on. And you are, it's accolades. I just see all these individuals, these light beings, angels, and your ancestors clapping their hands. And they're, some of them are like in tears because they're so beyond proud thinking, because there was a point in your life that you never thought you would get to where you were. And they didn't think you would get there because they were trying to help you and guide you. And they're going, we're not able to get to her, not able to get to her. And now it's all of a sudden because this energy and all the work that you've been doing, you're doing spectacular, and they see the work. You have no idea. I could cry for you because I'm right there with you, Lexi. I'm right there with you. I just did the same stuff with my ancestors 14 generations back, so it's like I still get where you're at right now. And they are just accolades. And now the more I'm talking, there's more and more individuals coming into play. So you're on a cool path. Continue to do it. So happy birthday, girl.
Yes.
And just so you know, they're there. If you go into meditation, they do have fireworks. They have birthday cakes. They will do the happy birthday sign. So go into a meditation on your birthday on Monday, and you'll go in and you'll be able to see it. And they're right there with you. It's so cool. So cool. So good luck to you, Lexi.
Yeah, good luck. Okay, and then we have another chat room. We have time just for one more from Sunlight 2, another Libra. Her birthday is October 3rd. Wanted to know about work. They're working now and wondering what the future holds.
Wondering what the future holds. Well, good things if you choose for it to be good things. I'll just say that as Beth, because it's all about our thoughts right now.
Yeah.
And work. There's shifting going on. It doesn't feel like you're going to be, I don't know if you're currently in a work situation right now. It feels like you are, but there's shifting going on. Don't give up on it. So if you're looking at, God, I can't do this anymore, there's shifting. Everybody's going through massive energetic transition right now. You're going through huge transformation. Know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and you won't regret it. You won't regret it. So don't do anything. Don't act out on anything right now is what I'm hearing.
I'm just hearing status quo, which means just stay.
Yep.
Just don't rock the boat, basically. I'm hearing stay on an even keel. Yeah, status quo. That's all I'm hearing.
And it's just because we're going through, there's cool energy that's coming in right now. And right now a lot of people are going, what is going on out there? But it's like you're going through major transition and transitioning, and that's what they are also. But there's light at the end of the tunnel of whatever you're going through right now. You're releasing old ego, masculine energies right now that's going, I want out of here, I want change, I want new. And I'm hearing that.
And I'm hearing release so that the new can come in. So you have to,
the old feelings, thoughts, and emotions with the job.
Yep. So even, maybe you're not happy there, or maybe that's not your ideal position, but you need to go through what you need to go through in order to get to the other, to move on with your work situation.
This is what I say to everybody. Just remember, we're here to do our work. We're light beings in a human form, having a spiritual experience while we're in human bodies. Meanwhile, part of the experience is we need to pay our bills. Look at this as temporary work. Even if it's a year, whether it's 20, 30 years you've been in the same job, it's still only temporary. No matter what, you're still going to do your spiritual work. So continue on your path. Keep up. Just know there's a light at the end of your tunnel. It will get better. It is getting better. So that's the words that I can say to you. So hopefully you find comfort in that.
Yeah, and she wanted to know how to release those emotions. Just, what we always say, journal.
Yeah.
If there's something really strong you need to get rid of, do the burning ceremony. That's the best way to do it. So journal and burn.
Yes.
They really do work.
Well, and this is where Marie and I do individual sessions. If you're drawn to one of us, you can set up a session with us.
Right.
But those we charge money for, just so people know.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody have a great Friday. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'm sorry to all the other callers. We ran out of time. We couldn't get to you. But next Friday, we're actually not going to be here. Beth has an expo in Iowa, so... and I may be going with, so just so you know. But join us on Sunday. We're going to be talking about life purpose and how to figure out your life purpose. And have a great weekend. We'll see you at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
And we'll be back two Fridays from now, just so you know. So talk to you later. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.